You were just installed. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And you have an agenda. Could you describe it for me?
Well, we have an agenda. Florida Bar does. And we have our priorities for the year. First is to continue to make certain that we're doing what we can to maintain the independence of the branch. And what we deal with there are court funding issues, funding for the our public defenders, funding issues for our state attorneys. In connection with that is the Constitution Revision Commission, which is coming up, actually convenes in January of 2017. And so we've got our eyes on that.
Well, there's a controversial proposal that would have to do with term limits for the judiciary. Or appellate judges. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Sure do, Jim. That actually came out of the House of Representatives this past year. They advocated it, but the Senate did not take it up, and we were pleased with that. The Florida Bar is opposed to term limits. We don't think it's in the best interest of the public.
Why not?
Well, being a judge, it's like any job, and it takes seasoning. And when you get in an office, particularly an appellate judge, and what we're talking about here are DCAs in our Supreme Court, we've got many fine judges that are appointed to those benches, in their 40s, and certainly 12 years, and that was the proposal. I don't think there's any term limit that's appropriate, but what you don't want, I really can't think of a reason you'd want your good judges who have the seasoning, have learned, being termed out of office. Just doesn't make sense for the public.
You know, the Chief Justice has been stressing his concerns about access to justice. I assume that's an issue with you.
Sure is. It is for all of us, Jim, in the bar. And what we want to make sure is that the profession is serving the public, that the civil justice system is accessible to all. And I think last year alone, Jim, our lawyers in Florida donated of their time 1.9 million hours of free legal services. And we'll continue to do that. The access piece is different. Now, that's more of the middle class. And Justice LaBarga, I anticipate and expect in short order we'll have a permanent commission that the chief will appoint.
What can the commission do?
Well, some of the things they have on the drawing board right now are, I'll give you an example. We've got a pilot program right now in Clay County, and that's a portal where a citizen can go to the portal, and depending on their economic conditions, their problems, whatever they may be, this portal will point them in the right direction for them. It may be legal aid. Maybe they can't afford a lawyer at all, but maybe it's not. Maybe there's another way to have their problem resolved, and so that's what we're working on now.
Is there a role for paraprofessionals?
Could be. I mean, that's on the table. That was an idea that percolated from the state of Washington. They're called triple LTs, and what the vision has taken a hard look at that. And certainly the board will take a look at that, too, and see if that's a way to solve the problem.
Now, your members might be uncomfortable with that notion.
Well, we'll see. So certainly nothing, anything like that, we're going to roll out. And when I say roll out, I mean we would go to the members, get membership input. The process that we have is we're inclusive.
You know, the Young Lawyers Division recently came out with an eye-opening survey, and it found 43% of women in the survey reported some instances of experiencing gender bias.
We knew that that problem still was there, but no one, I think most had assumed it had really gotten much better. We were disappointed with the results of that survey, and so what we're doing right now, in fact, we dealt with it yesterday, Jim, we're going to have a committee, we're going to ask Judge Freeman to be on it, a group of 9 lawyers from around the state, some good quality people. We're going to have them get together and make some recommendations in the next 90 days to the bar as to, okay, what can we do to move the needle? That's not acceptable.